Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, how's everybody doing?
How you guys doing today? All right, I'm gonna just write these down as we get the questions. All right, so just a heads up. We know we usually do a little giveaway at the beginning, but this week we're just gonna talk about what we're doing. So in terms of a giveaway, if you go to @DFSMJ @DFS_MJ on Twitter. If you retweet our tweet, we're giving away $20 to enter the Millionaire Maker this week. And we're also giving away for the best lineups this week. If you email me your lineup at johnmrbiz@gmail.com, the winner this week will receive 3 entries into the Millionaire Maker. That's $60 value. And then the second and third place will receive $20 value, 1 entry each into the Millionaire Maker. So if you want a chance at $1 million and you know, get it paid for where you don't actually have to enter the $20. You can email me your lineup. It's pretty simple. It takes 5 seconds. At johnmrbiz@gmail.com, and that's john. Obviously, you know from my Twitter handle. So, that's what we're doing this week in terms of a giveaway. So be on the lookout for that. And then if you want to just talk about it.
Yeah. So basically, what we do is we rank the top advisors in the industry. John and I started in MBA, basically doing the rankings last MBA, and John joined the rankings with MLB, and we've had some very, very good, successful advisors that we've ranked, and we're happy to have one with us today, draft managers, with us, Ricky. My name is MJ, and that's John, and basically at the All-Star break, what John and I did is we eliminated the advisors that weren't performing at the highest level possible. So there was a couple of companies that were no longer part of our rankings. And throughout the baseball season, we continued to rank. And draft manager came out with the best rankings at the end of the day for all the advisors. So very pleased to have him with us today. We're going to have 2 other advisors call in. So if you guys have any fantasy questions, when they call in, go ahead and be ready to ask them. We're going to have Draft Perk call in and DFS Engineer. Basically, I'm like a casual football fan. I'm getting a ton of questions on Twitter of who to play, who to sit, who to start. My suggestion to you is you go to our website and you lean on our professional advisors for that information. So, you got any?
No, so we're just going to kind of dive in. I'll go ahead and give you this first question. The first question I saw here on there was Coleman or Floyd in PPR? This is actually just a season-long question, so Brandon Coleman, I believe that is.
Brandon Coleman, okay. And yeah, it's tough if it doesn't say. Okay.
Yeah,
so can you guys give us parts if you can hear us all right, too?
Yeah, any more information, too, full-point PPRs and everything like that. I think I think you go with Coleman here, a little bit safer. Floyd, a little bit more GPP. It's probably pretty close. I have about a point difference this week in projections. So it depends on your scoring system. I probably maybe lean Floyd if it's a full-point PPR and Coleman for the safer pick. So not a lot to that one.
Okay. We'll go ahead. Gronk or Zach Miller, PPR. I'd go Gronk if that's fantasy season-long, even though he kind of disappointed last week with injuries. But yeah,
it's got to be Gronkowski. Yeah. You don't draft Gronkowski to play Zach Miller.
Yeah, definitely. But we're going to kind of dive into the drafting slate as well. But if you had we'll just give you kind of room to give your top quarterback play, your top running back play, your top receiver play, and then I'll give a little bit on the season long aspect in terms of ranking. So go ahead.
So I think the number one quarterback play this week is going to be Cam Newton. He plays in Atlanta. We saw what Drew Brees did last week. He's expensive. I think he's got a fire.
$7,800.
Yeah, $7,800. So he's more on the expensive side, but I think he's going to be all over them this week. The under-the-radar one is Drew Brees. Now, I know his home-and-away splits are awful, and everyone knows that, but I read an article this week with him talking about going back to San Diego, who cut him, and he literally was like, I'm excited to go back there. I want to do well in this game. This game means something to me. So I think Drew Brees will be somebody this week that if they get near the goal line, that I could see him and Peyton just letting him throw 5 or 6 touchdowns this week. And so I think he makes for a real interesting play. And running back this week, it'll be chalky, but Melvin Gordon against New Orleans, their defense was awful. We saw the the Falcons put up almost 50 points on them.
That was a nice call you had last week on Gordon, also scoring 20 drafting points.
Yeah,
I think you told us about
that. Yeah, we were all over him last year.
Yeah.
Last week. And so we're into him again this week. Howard for Chicago, based off of just pure usage. He's 3,700 on DraftKings. I think he'll be one that pretty much everyone's on this week. We played AJ Green this week already. He's already played. Antonio Brown against Kansas City. I think Antonio Brown's going to be in play every single time this week. Tight ends, Hunter Henry, $2,700. New Orleans, just atrocious again.
We also gave you that last week, by the way. We like to also go back and tell you what we've done. We'd like to. We're all about grading and accountability. So all these sports shows you watch, they'll tell you who to play. That's great. But we go back and we tell you the performance of who did what, how they performed as advisors. And that was another great pick that you had last week. Actually, all of us were on Henry last week.
Yeah. And David Johnson this week, another expensive running back. If the Rams, he's just getting fed the ball 20, 25 times, scored twice again, I think, last week. He seems like another nice safe pick this week.
Now, I'll ask two questions, and these are people who are from wrong. Yeah, he's coming on. He'll be in a couple minutes. The two questions that I think people are asking. No, that's mine. The two questions that I think people are talking about. One player that I think a lot of people talked about prior, because I think he's 3,400 again. He's 4,300. Now, how do you feel about him at that? Do you think it's going to be high ownership, though?
I think Terrell Pryor on FanDuel is over $7,000. On DraftKings, where the pricing is sharper, he's 4,300. I think it's that price, if he's going to throw the ball at all, that probably needs some exposure to him, but it might be a little bit of fool's gold. If it's season-long, I'm dumping him as fast as possible. Like, this is like one of these gimmicks, wildcat plays. It's not going to take long, people, when he's in the game, to figure that out and stop Terrell Pryor from, like, going nuts on you. So.
Yeah, and actually, just more of like a – I thought it was just funny in general, but to see him come out with – he's throwing the football. He's coming out with wide receiver gloves on. He snaps them like – I don't know. I didn't understand that because
who did he do it against?
Yeah, exactly.
It was the Dolphins. What happened to the Dolphins against on Thursday night? Like AJ Green?
Yeah.
I mean, Florida.
It's a bad ass defense. So I wouldn't make a whole lot of that.
The other question was Le'Veon Bell coming back this week. Obviously people were playing D'Angelo. I think people got messed up with him a little bit last week and you said not to. I remember that. But in terms of Le'Veon Bell, how do you feel?
3,500 on DraftKings.
Yeah, we faded Le'Veon last week. I said go with David Johnson.
Yeah.
And again, the results are super easy when one guy scores twice than Le'Veon has. I think you get a clear indication of what's going to happen with Le'Veon Bell and D'Angelo Williams because we got to see it last year. He got suspended for four games, then he got hurt at the end of the year. It was literally D'Angelo, all Le'Veon Bell, and then D'Angelo again. So as well as D'Angelo plays, it seems like Pittsburgh's a one running back type team, and I can't imagine that they're just going to go to two running backs. They had the same situation last year. It was all Le'Veon. I don't expect Le'Veon to get any less usage. They said he's in great shape.
Yeah.
It wasn't an injury. You know, it's a suspension. So I think he comes back in and gets basically all the touches.
Gotcha. Yeah, I agree. And the way that D'Angelo carried that just as a player was pretty awesome. Coming back, he basically said he was asked the question, if you're the leading rusher in the NFL at the time Le'Veon comes back, what are you going to do? And he basically said, I'm going to let Le'Veon take over like he should. And, you know, because he's one of the best backs in the league. Obviously, PPR helps for him. You know, they're going to hand off to him a lot. But the fact that he catches so many dump passes from Ben out of the backfield, he's basically, he almost plays the role of, like, the dump pass tight end in a way. Just because he runs, like, little short routes and when he's pressured, they throw to him. So.
We also gave you Michael last week. I think I said he could have over 100 yards. What about the tight end position? Were you able to lift that over at all? At all? Henry is pretty much.
Henry, Dennis Pitt has been getting the ball a lot. Jacob Tammy didn't do all that well against New Orleans last week. It was kind of disappointing. I think he has a big week again this week. If you're spending up, I love Greg Olsen this week. I love Greg Olsen. I mean, I think Cam's going to have a huge week, and I think Greg Olsen's the perfect pairing in a GP.
Going against Atlanta, 51 points over.
Look what Colby Kleiner just did.
Yeah.
Against Atlanta last week. Lift them up. The Cleaner's had a horrible season 2 days. So I think he's got, like, the most premium matchup this week. And I can see him going to keep it somewhat close.
Yeah. that's defense, and then because Miller is probably cheap. Is that Lamar Miller that you're asking about? Best defense? Let me get on that real quick.
Lamar Miller is 7,000.
Yeah, well, he's cheaper. No, but the question on Zach Miller and Gronk earlier was not a DraftKings question. That was a season-long question, so that was why.
If it is a daily, I'd probably play Zach Miller over Gronkowski at this point. If it's season-long, you have Gronkowski in
your play. Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he met this week. Okay, so yeah, then he's with Zach Miller on the cheaper end.
Yeah, absolutely.
In terms of my weekly rankings, I have a similar thought on Cam. I think that offense is going to explode. A lot of people thought that because Carolina's defense went against Atlanta, because I know Atlanta's defense has been terrible.
Yeah.
Or the defense that Atlanta's played has been terrible. And that's why a lot of people were saying in season long, dump Matt Ryan, because he's gone against, I believe, New Orleans.
Yeah.
I think I have here.
Right now,
and then he goes up against Denver, Seattle, and Carolina the next 3 weeks, which is obviously tough. I think it's the actually TFS in here. All right, so we're gonna take his call now. That was Kevin. Hey, Kevin, are you on the line?
Yeah. What's up?
Hey, how you doing?
How you guys doing? I'm pretty good.
Great. Can you just call me up so everybody can hear you?
So we were just diving. So this is Kevin from DFS Engineer. You can find him on Twitter. It's at DFS Engineer. And then same thing.
One of our advisors. So if you have any questions, call in. The number is 516-418-5566.
Yeah. So just go ahead. I told him to prepare for us one quarterback, one running back, one wide receiver who's looking to play, specifically more so for cash lineups, but it can go either way. So did you have, like, one specific quarterback that you were looking to take this week in a lot of your lineups?
Yeah, I'm looking at Philip Rivers this week against the Saints at home. It has a high over and under. Rivers tend to play a lot better at home. And also the Saints, they don't have a defense. I'm not particularly excited about any of those receivers from San Diego, so I know Rivers likes to pass it around. So I still want to think of that action, so I'm going to take Rivers for majority of my cash games and just ride with him how it is. I looked at other players. Cam's kind of too high for me. If you look at six pass games against Atlanta, he doesn't score so high. They actually do a pretty good job at containing him. I also like to look at Kirk Cousins. He's in a good spot, and Brian Hoyer. Those are my picks. With that, I'm a ride in my cash.
So you're looking at Rivers, but you said going Rivers. Okay, five grand. So going Rivers, but going away from his wide receivers. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm staying away from his wide receivers for a little bit. Tyrell Williams pretty good for wide receivers for San Diego, but Benjamin's a little bit too expensive on DraftKings in my own opinion. He hasn't gotten enough targets on that thing, and they spread it out. If you look at the past few games, especially last game, they were spreading that ball a little bit. They have a few weapons, so to get part of the game, just go with Rivers. I think he's going to get 300 yards just like last week. Get the extra 3 points, and they'll convert in the red zone.
Gotcha. All right. And then obviously he said cheaper play if you're looking to punt somewhere was Brian Hoyer at quarterback. So not a bad play there. And then did you have a running back that you were really, really looking, taking a long look at, and who would that be?
I like Le'Veon Bell.
Le'Veon Bell. Okay.
I'm going to pay up for him. He's multifaceted. The total implied total for the Steelers, I think, is about 25. The line hasn't moved so much. With Shazier out, I feel that Kansas City is going to be able to do a lot more things, which will help with game flow. So, and Le'Veon Bell's kind of game flow, you know, he's not dependent on game flow at all. So, even if it's grinding it out, even if it's in the backfield and trying to catch up, he's going to get those check down passes like he used to do. He's gonna run it. He's patient, and like Tomlin said, they're gonna feature him. So I'm looking at 20 plus touches, and especially at that price, it's a steal.
Gotcha. Okay. Now and then, do you have any cheaper running back that you were looking at, maybe as a second guy, or were you kind of just thinking Le'Veon, still looking for the second back?
Oh, my second back. I'm looking at two people. I'm looking at Jordan Howard. I know he's going to be the chalk play of the week.
Yep.
If you look at a couple times that they played in Soldier Field, it's always been an under game. So they may want to run the ball quite often on there. And Forte has a decent success for the Bears running back. So, you know, Howard can step in and maybe duplicate that. Also, if you want to pivot off him, looking at Carlos Hyde. Niners play well at home. I'm from the Bay Area. So I know I've seen enough Niners game and Raiders game. So I feel that Chip Kelly's going to feature him again. 20-plus touches for 4.2 on DK. He's going to hit value. And he catches off the back.
Got you. And then just the wide receiver play.
Oh, for wide receiver, I'm looking at Steve Smith. The Raiders secondary in the middle, in the slot, against DJ Hayden, I'll take that all day. That's Flacco doesn't need to go anywhere else, so Steve Smith. They have Mike Wallace on the outside, and I think the Raiders might cover over the top, so I think Steve Smith's going to get a lot of the passes. And for a PPR league like DraftKings, I think he's going to get enough points to hit his salary. You know, also Terrell Pryor. You know, he's multifaceted, but yeah.
Got it. Okay. All right. That's just about it, right? Yeah, do you have a defense that you're looking at?
Do I have a what?
A defense that you're looking at mostly?
Oh,
yes.
Defense. I am looking at the Texans D. Even though I think people might be scared off with J.J. Watt, I think Mario's too mistake prone. If I do play Texans D, I have to pair him up with Lamar Miller, 7-point favorites at home. So, you know, that goes well. Also, pay up for the Cardinals. They are a ball-hawking team at home. Many times they get that return touchdown, 6-6 touchdown. That's what they do at home, fumble sack touchdown. They're a different monster at home in that stadium. So I would take them. And it's a divisional game, so they'll be amped. So, you know, it could be like last year when they picked off Kaepernick and, you know, had like 2 pick sixes in the first quarter. So it could happen again against Case Keenum.
All right. Thank you very much for calling in. Yeah, tell the people listening how they can contact you.
They can contact me through my Twitter at CFS Engineer. And also, you can go to my website at www.cfsengineer.com. If you have any questions, just DM me a message or any of that stuff, and I'll answer you guys pretty quickly on that. Also, I want to give a shout-out to MJ for setting this up, and I've been a provider for them for quite a long time, not too long, a couple of months, and they give me a good platform to show my knowledge of DFS and the lineups and whatnot and things I do. So I appreciate that from you guys.
All right, man. Thanks,
no
Kevin. Appreciate that.
Thank you. Thanks for being on. Good luck.
Thanks, guys. All right.
Have a great weekend.
You guys too.
Take care.
All right. So
who's calling in next? You got Trafford?
Yeah, we got him calling in.
And he's calling
in. 420.
Okay.
Yeah, he's calling in. And then, the other question somebody asked in season long was, do you get rid of Gary Barnage?
It's a tough one to answer unless you know what else is out there.
Yeah.
You know, when Griffin went down, I wouldn't get rid of Barnage yet unless – I can't imagine there's something better on the waiver wire than what Barnage has to offer.
Right.
You know, he's had some big games there without Griffin, so probably not.
Yeah, the only guy that I think I've seen that's been – and he's not probably anymore, but he was at the beginning of the week on the waiver wire was Pitta. You mentioned him.
Pitta.
Yeah, you get Pitta, yeah.
Maybe take a look at Clyde Wolford.
Yeah.
I thought he was somewhat available in year long.
Yeah, sure. Okay, now I actually have just a random question. This is more, but so do you does the appeal to more DFS stuff kind of take you more away from season long?
Yeah, I stopped playing season long when DFS came around.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Is Morton, Melvin Gordon a fade this Sunday? What do you think?
Nope, I don't think so. Yeah, I think he's going to make some of our cash lineups.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, I'd imagine because, again, with the guaranteed touches, anytime you can get guaranteed touches in any – I tend to when I'm doing the advice on Sunday mornings, on Twitter.
Process of the line is banged up. That's why he's out.
Yeah, you know, it depends on the price. It depends on the site. But basically, they just Atlanta just gave up, or the Saints just gave up 50 points.
Yeah, the over under on that game is almost 55. I think it's pressing 55.
Yeah, I think
there's going to be a lot of offense. I mean, he's going to get 20 plus carries, right? I mean, guaranteed. So
yeah, they don't have anyone else.
I don't care how bad that line is. They're going to score some points, and I would definitely stay on Melvin Gordon.
Yeah,
I'm actually looking for him to have a big week.
6,300.
And in terms of even with their offensive line play. Yeah, like you said, the Saints just gave up. First off, Devontae Freeman went completely off last week, and that was after three bad weeks.
Back too.
We
were off three.
And Tevin Coleman, obviously. Melvin Gordon's really their only offensive weapon. And they've lost a lot already early in the year. So, again, guaranteed touches. That's typically what I go on Sunday mornings when I do the season-long advice. You can check that out as well. If you have any questions on that, you can just I'll refer that to my Twitter page on Sunday mornings. I get probably like 200, 300 questions. So if you need to direct message me, you can do that as well.
And again, try to lean on our advisors, our professional advisors. Go to dfs-mj.com. They're the pros. Draft manager, he has a full staff of people that he hires that work for him full time. This is all they do for a living. I mean, so. A guy like me that works 5 days a week and you're asking me a million questions on Twitter, sign up for Draft Manager. He's the man. He's, you know, these companies that we are ranking, that's what they do. They do this all day long. So, we have a contest going on for our advisors. So throughout the football season, whichever one of our top advisors wins week to week at the overall at the end of the NFL season, we'll win a round trip stay at MGM in Las Vegas. So weekend MGM round trip. So log on to our website to continually look and see who the best advisors are in the industry.
Gotcha. The Ingram one,
I have a real strong point on that. I think he had two really bad games, and then he kind of recovered last week, scoring a reception touchdown and over 100 yards. So I think you're going to see more people on him, first of all.
Yeah.
And second of all, I personally believe that they're going to feed Drew Brees the ball in the red zone without a doubt, trying to let him score six touchdowns this week.
Yeah, I agree.
And you can always, like, justify, GPP. And I think people do that too often, just make bad plays. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's a terrible play, but if he won't be in a single GPP I have this week.
Gotcha, yeah. So. I mean, and it's been tough this year with him because he came in pretty much a top 10 running back. A lot of people kind of assumed that the Saints would continue that trend because it looked like last year that they were going to try to run the football a lot more. I think that had to me what it's looking like is that had more to do with the fact that Breeze's arm was not healthy pretty much all year than the fact that they were just transitioning to a running offense. The touches obviously haven't been there. I think he has I think he has 11 carries a game. I'm not 100% sure if that's 100 or about 12 or 13.
12, exactly 12.
Okay, yeah, 12. So, I mean, you got to really hope for carries. You got to hope that he hasn't been as involved in the passing game as he was last year either. So, it doesn't look like the Saints are going to continue that trend of building on their, building and stacking up this running game. Obviously, they picked up a wide receiver and tight end.
GPP.
I'd go with Ezekiel for a GPP. I think Hyde's going to be more of a chalky play this week. I had him on our list. The other guy that just called it had Hyde on our list. I think Elliott's got that potential. The thing with Elliott is he's had a couple of fumbles already, and Alfred Morris has already kind of snaked a couple of his touchdowns on the goal line.
Yeah.
So I guess I would,
San Fran, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd